Blog Talk Radio.
You never can tell, but I thought it would go over all right. it took me about, I'd say, a year and a half to actually warm up to liking the Beatles. I mean, you know, I was never a great, huge fan, but I do like their movie Help. The other ones, not so much, but it when I first heard him, it was like, huh, kind of dumb, huh? That was my reaction. But it was third grade, so what do you want, you know? So, God. Anyway, some of their songs are nice, you know? I don't know that there's too much spectacular music that they have. A couple of their later ones, maybe, yeah. But most of it is just like, we used to call it bubblegum music because it was for teeny boppers. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Only at that point, the Beatles, teeny boppers, went up into their 20s. So, hey, but the bulk of it was mid-teens, something like that. And it was like, oh, okay, guys, whatever turned your crank? Well, hello, Caroline.
Didn't I tell you what my didn't I tell you what my dad did when I saw them on TV for the first time?
No, what did he do?
Well, I had had my tonsils removed, so I couldn't talk. Well, when they came on TV, I'm in shock looking at them, right? And I go in the kitchen, and my mother and dad are sitting at the table, and I grab both their hands, and I pointed to the TV. And when my dad gets in there, he says, "Oh, my God, what in the hell is that?" And my mother is just shaking her head. And anyway,
oh my gosh. Time to get the exterminators out. It's the Beatles.
Yeah.
funny. That is funny. I don't think my parents didn't even grace it with that much reaction. It was just kind of like, okay, the girls are on to a new one, whatever. But it, like I say, it took a year and a half before I even liked them. And that was mostly through the influence of my friends, because they were always listening to them. I just kind of got used to it, I think, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So where did they put Elvis into all of this? I don't know. I have no idea. I think it was at a slumber party in the sixth grade when I first heard anything about Elvis. And a couple of the girls liked one of his new songs and all this, and they were going all gaga, oh, he's so gorgeous, and blah, 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 and I'm going, who's he? I'm sorry, but that's the truth. I just didn't have any idea, but, you know, it just, and it was a few months later that, probably a couple of months later, I found that record and finally figured out who Elvis Presley was. It's like, oh, okay, I'm beginning to get it. Oh, Jennifer, shame on you. But that's how it was. I mean, you know, that's how it was.
Well, I knew through my mom bringing home his music all the time who he was at fairly young age.
Well, my mom didn't
do that. I don't think
I
saw an actual photo of him until she purchased one of his actual albums, and that was the first time I'd ever seen his picture. And on the way home from the music store, I said, well, Mom, he's just gorgeous. And she said, I said, he's just beautiful. She says, well, see, you don't say him. Man is beautiful. And I said, well, maybe not, but he is.
Beautiful is applicable wherever it fits, right? There you go.
Right.
It has no gender. That's how I always thought about it. But, you know, it's like Mama was always listening to country western. And, yeah, once in a while there'd be an Elvis song, but I just didn't take any notice because it just didn't happen very much. No problem. I don't really remember it, but I'm sure because when I asked her about it, when I found that record and I asked her about him, oh, yeah, I know who he is. Yeah, he's pretty good singers. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so there was no osmosis at that point, no crossover fandom stuff happening. It was like, and I think that's why, oh Lordy, here's another confession. Honey, I apologize, but I never was a fan, not what you could call a fan. I liked watching his movies. They were fun. And I loved to hear him sing because he had such a gorgeous voice. You know, and yeah, he was a good-looking guy. That there's no doubt of that.
Mm-hmm.
All those things were true, but I was never a real fan. I didn't run out and buy all his music. I didn't buy every article in every magazine that there was. It just never hit me. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to know him, but I got to know him as a person. And that was a whole lot better than being a fan. That was a whole lot better than being a fan, honey. It really, really is.
Yeah.
It really is. And, I love him as the person. Now, don't get me wrong. I love watching his videos when he was performing and all that. I love those videos. I love his sense of humor on stage. I love the way he would cut up in rehearsal. I love all that stuff, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I can't truthfully make the word fan fit me. It chafes. It's
No. I don't consider myself ever a fan anyway.
Exactly. And like I say, I love his music, all that stuff, but
mm-hmm.
being a fan. I mean, you know, I don't follow him. I didn't follow him from here to there when he did concerts and stuff. He came to Spokane, what was it, twice, I think? I never knew that until just this past year. And I
really?
Lived there. I lived there, and I never knew he was there. So I would definitely not apply the word fan to me. But, you know, I cherish
well.
Him. I treasure him. He's a beautiful, beautiful person. So I would rather be in that niche than with millions of fans. You know what I mean?
Oh, definitely.
Okay, so speaking in that light, let's play something that nobody hears. I don't know who knows it exists. I'm sure if you've seen the movie, you have heard it, but did it register? I don't know. So, John sent me this morning. Here is Wild in the Country, take 1 and 14.
Wild in the Country, take 1.
1, 2, 3, 4. The rose grows wild in the country. The tree grows tall as the sky. The wind blows wild in the country, and part of the wild, wild country am I.
I love that. I love that movie. I've seen it 1.5 times because the first time I saw it, I only saw part of it. And then the next time I saw it, I saw more of it. So 1.5 times, but I loved it. And I love this song. It was a beautiful song. And it made me cry at the end. That's, hey, you know, I think that's the mark of a good movie. If it makes me cry, it's a good movie.
Yeah.
Cry or laugh until my stomach hurts. One of the two, then it's a good movie. So, you know. Well, I got some. Hello, Carolyn. How are you doing, honey?
I'm trying to hang in there. I know this ain't Sunday, but I have a Clyde asked me to do it. If everybody could pray for one of the coworkers he works with. Sunday, well, we used to work the shift at Clyde Works, and Clyde trained him for 2 weeks on what he has to do, and then he went through some more training, then they put him on what they call the graveyard shift. He comes on at 11:30 and goes home at 7:30. Last Sunday, before Clyde could even get out of the parking lot to come home, I can only mention his first name because they said to keep it quiet. His name's Eric.
Okay.
He was up on a assembly belt line thing. It's got rollers where it rolls the packages, heavy packages, through the mail or through the building. And somehow or another, this gentleman fell over into the machine and cut his arm off.
Oh my gosh.
This happened Sunday. He's done gone through 2 surgeries and he was supposed to go through another one today. He's not doing too good. So if everybody could keep this gentleman in his prayers.
Oh,
and
definitely.
He only started to work there late part of June. So his 90-day period to see if he's going to work out hasn't even reached that day yet. OSHA, if anybody knows who they are.
Oh, yeah.
And then the big shot over the place. They were all there within 6 hours after it happened.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's a big deal. They don't know how he slipped and fell into the machine. The old-timey wash machines where you had to put the clothes through the wringer and then rinse them out and put it through the wringer again. That's the kind of setup that's there, but they're about 8 inches around, and they're sit close together. But his arm went all the way through it.
So it's pretty
gosh.
Much crushed. There's not much chance of him reattaching it then.
Oh, he does not have an arm left.
No, but sometimes when something is severed like that, it can be reattached.
Unless it's crushed,
and then they can't.
It's totally crushed, like you would crush a cracker. They had to leave him on that machinery till the fire department and ambulance got there. When they called 911, they told the supervisor to leave him there because if they tried to take his arm out before they got there, he could bleed to death.
Oh, he would have bled to death, honey, because there's a severed artery.
It
would have taken about 3 minutes.
Yeah, he just retired from the Navy for 20 years. They have a small child. Never got hurt in the Navy. His wife also works the same place that Clyde does, but a different shift. And Clyde says he couldn't be a better gentleman. So if everybody could keep him in his prayers.
Oh, darling, we definitely will. Yes, him and his family. It's going to be hard for all of them.
Yeah, His wife's off from work now because she's at the hospital with him. And the in-laws came into town to take care of the child because only family can go up there.
Oh, yeah. The whole family pulls together when a tragedy like this happens. That's not a surprise, actually. It would have been more of a surprise if they had not shown up.
And luckily for Clyde, they removed him from that section of the building because it...
Hello?
She must have got cut off.
Yeah, I think she got cut off. Well, that's all right. If she can, she'll call back. But, yeah, keep Eric in your prayers because that's going to be very, very hard, not only on him but on his family. It's going to be a life adjustment, and that's a tough one. That's a tough one. So, yes, Clyde, I know you're listening, honey. We will be praying for Eric for sure and his family as well, and not just his wife and child, but the parents, I mean, you know, the siblings, they're all going through this. They're all going to have to adjust and find a way to adapt. And it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. It's not easy. It really isn't easy. I think of an instance in my family, of course, but we're not going to go into that because here the whole point is Eric and his family. So keep them in your prayers, people, because they need all of us right now. They need all of us, but most of all, they need the Father. And they need Jesus to have him wrap his arms around them and be there. And it'll happen. Hey, girl, what happened?
I don't know. I can hear y'all talking.
Oh, you were just, all of a sudden, you were just gone.
Well, I can hear y'all plainly. Clyde can't listen to the shows anymore at work. This week they are checking everybody to make sure they do not have cell phones on them when they go out on the work floor where they work.
Ah, okay. Well, he can listen to the recordings later when he has a couple hours. That's all right.
He also told them that he has to come home and check on me, you know, make sure I'm all right. And they said, we're sorry, you'll have to take a break every time you do that. Trying to rule out how this man fell.
They're a government agency. So there are certain guidelines, federal guidelines, they have to follow. And the whole thing is if you split your attention, there's a lot more chance of an accident happening. And that's what they're trying to avoid. That's what they're taking measures to avoid. So we understand that, you know, and it's going to be a little tougher on Clyde, but he's going to retire soon. So he'll make it through. He'll make it through. It's going to be hard, but he'll make it through.
He just started the paperwork to get retired.
Good, because he needs to do that. He's worked long enough.
Yeah.
He needs to do that. Well, okay, let's get back to some music, sweetie. And, yes, we will pray for Eric for sure.
Well, thank you. I know it's not Sunday, but...
Well, I'm not sure. I'm having the second COVID vaccine this afternoon, and so I am not sure at this point if there's even going to be a Saturday Sunday show. It depends on how I'm feeling. It depends on how this vaccine affects me. If, as I expect, it does not affect me much at all, we'll have our shows as usual. So, but I just don't know. It depends on what the virus vaccine does to me. So we'll see.
Okay, well, thank you so much. And
honey,
I'll go back listening to the show.
Thanks for calling and letting us know about Eric.
And I'll pray for you about getting your second shot.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
That everything goes well for you.
Yes, I don't expect to have a problem, but you never know. So I'm just leaving it open-ended right now. So,
okay. Thank you so much. All right,
you're
bye-bye.
Welcome, sweetheart. Bye-bye. Okay. We still don't know what happened, why we lost her for that few minutes, but she got back, so that's all right. I've got something pretty cool here. They have just found a recording. And it's on YouTube right now, but that's a temporary situation. So they're going to want to glom onto it and make money off of it, of course, because it's never been heard before. Well, I think I've heard it before about a year ago, but I'm not going to swear to it. My mind is pudding right now, so, you know, that's just how that one goes. It's not even chocolate pudding. It's really gross. Anyway, blood pudding. God, Jenny. Anyway, okay, if you've had anything to do with the farm, you know what blood pudding is. So, you know, never mind. I ain't going to explain it.
I don't know, and I don't know if I want to hear it.
No, you don't want to know. You don't want to know because it's gross. Anyway, we're going to do the original of it first. And this is the Carter family doing the original Hearts Made of Stone.
People, I know you're going to enjoy just a whole lot. So let's give them a great big welcome, the one and only the Carter family.
One called Hearts of Stone.
Hearts made of stone will never break, for the love half of them, they just won't take. You can ask them, please, please, please break, and all of your love is at stake. Yes, hearts of stone.
Ending. I like that. All right.
Yeah, they did.
Now, it did. It was great. Harmony and everything. Whoa-wee. Now, that was the original by the Carter family. And here is a January 15th, 1955 live version by Elvis. Hearts of Stone.
Hearts made of stone will never break me, for the love you have for me, they just won't take me. You can ask them, please, 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 please break, and all your love is at stake. I thought no, no, no. let it go. We'll never break it. All the love you have for me, they just won't taste it. You can ask them, please. Please say it, please, Brad. And all your love is empty. But they'll say, no, 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 no. Thank you very much.
That even had a great ending. I loved it. That was fantastic. I just had to, I hear a roof. Apache's under my desk sleeping and dreaming. Sleeping and dreaming and woofing and twitching. And he's chasing something. I don't know what it is, but he's having a great time. He's funny. Anybody don't think that animals dream and have emotions and think? They just haven't watched a dog sleep. That's all. Because it's all right there, and they do. All right. I've got something that I am playing with the auspices and blessings of John. And this is his favorite song from his very own words, his favorite song. And it's off of the Elvis Found Alive CD. And guys, it says right on the CD, sung by John Burroughs. So you might want to open your ears, open your mind, let it relax and explore the possibilities. Maybe you'll get a clue. Listen and see.
Ho! Oh. Hip, 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 hip. Ho, oh, oh. Ho! Yeah! You wanna be starting something? You gotta be starting something. You wanna be starting something? Got to be starting something. It's too high to get over, too low to get under. You're stuck in the middle, and the pain is thunder. It's too high to get over, too low to get under. You're stuck in the middle, and the pain is thunder. Took my baby to the doctor with a fever, nothing he found. By the time this hit the street, they said she had a breakdown. Someone's always crying, starting my baby crying. Talking sweet and lying, saying you want to be starting something. Said you want to be starting something. You got to be starting something. Said you want to be starting something. You got to be starting something. It's too high to get over, too low to get under. You're stuck in the middle, and the pain is thunder. It's too high to get over, it's too low to get under. You're stuck in the middle, and the pain is thunder. You love to pretend that you're good when you're always up to no good. You really can make him hate her, so your tongue becomes a razor. Someone's always trying to keep my baby crying. Treacherous, cunning, deep plan. You got my baby crying, yeah. So you wanna be starting something, you got to be starting something. You wanna be starting something, you got to be starting something. You say how to get over, too low to get under. You're stuck in the middle, and the pain is thunder. It's too high to get over, it's too low to get under. You're stuck in the middle, and pain is thunder. You're a vegetable, you're a vegetable. Still they hate you. You're a vegetable, you're just a buffet. You're a vegetable, they eat off you. You're a vegetable. Is talking, telling lies and rubbing shoulders, so they call her mouth and motor. Someone's always trying to start my baby crying, talking, squealing, spying, saying you want to be starting something, you want wanna be starting something, you got to be starting something. If you wanna be starting something, you got to be starting something. It's too high to get over, too low to get under. You're stuck in the middle, and pain is thunder. It's too high to get over, and too low to get under. You're stuck in the middle, and pain is thunder. You're a vegetable. You're a vegetable, so they hate you. You're a vegetable, you're just a buffet. You're a vegetable, they eat off you. Yeah, you're a vegetable, yeah. Then don't have a baby. You don't think maybe if you can't feed your baby, you'll always be trying to stop that child from crying, hustling, stealing the line. Now baby's slowly dying. You wanna be starting something, you got to be starting something. You wanna be starting something, you got to be starting something. It's too high to get over, too low to get under. You're stuck in the middle, and the pain is thunder. It's too high to get over, you're too low to get under. You're stuck in the middle, and the pain is thunder. Lift your head up high and scream out to the world, I know I'm someone, let the truth unfurl. No one can hurt you now, because you know what's true. Yeah, I believe in me, so believe in you. Hear me sing it. Mama say, mama saw, mama kusa, mama say, mama saw, mama kusa, yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah. Let me sing it, baby.
Ho, 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 ho. Mama say, mama saw, mama kusa, 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 mama say, mama saw, mama kusa. Hip, 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 hip. Mama say, mama saw, mama kusa. 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 Yeah, mama say, mama saw, mama kusa. Lord have mercy. Mama say, mama saw, mama kusa. 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 Mama say, mama saw, mama kusa.
Take it on down, baby.
Oh, yeah, I do like that a lot. Yes, and there's another song on that CD that I absolutely love, and I am going to play it, just not right this minute, because right this minute, we're going to play What Now, What Next, Where To, and he gave that to me last week.
Like a ship without a compass on a cold and lonely sea, no beacon light of love to guide me through. I lost the only treasure that means anything to me. What now? What next? Where to? I thought I had a love that would be mine eternally. I felt so sure you'd be I count it on has crumbled under me. What now? What next? Where to? You were part of every dream I dreamed, of everything I planned. How could I know our castles were built upon the sand? Won't heaven send an angel, please, to tell me what to do? What now? What next? Where to? What now? What next? Where to?
There was an ending on that song. Oh my gosh. I am amazed. I love it. I just get so surprised because they just don't put real endings on a lot of them. And that one had an ending. Wow. Okay. Now, I know this is another Elvis song, but I don't think it matters because it's a request. And I'm going to do it anyway. And it's Sue's request. And I love this song. Oh, my goodness gosh. I love this song. Reconsider, baby.
Separate the sway. We've been together so long. Do I have to separate the sway? Well, I'm gonna let you go ahead on, baby. Pray that you'll come back home someday.
Play the blues, boy. Play the
You'll change your mind. Why don't you reconsider, baby? Give yourself just a little more time.
I mean, a blues striptease music song.
Mm-hmm.
What's not to love?
Let's
see. I don't have a pole in my living room, though. Huh. There's no carpet, but I don't have a pole in my living room. There's a consideration there. I will have room for one. My living room will be a bit bigger. Yes. Okay. There's a thought.
Put it in your office.
Well, I don't know if my office will be big enough for it or not. But the extra bedroom might. Because I'm going to get a really good futon and put in there instead of a bed so that all the room is not going to be taken up all the time. I thought that might be a good idea. So, we'll, yeah. Something new to learn. All right. See, as long as you're learning, you stay young, right? Of course, if I smash my spine and end up in a wheelchair, that could be an end to that. But I'm not going to borrow trouble. I'm not going to borrow trouble. God will hold me up. I'm going to be fine. Yeah. He might be putting in my brain, okay, who do you invite over? Uh-huh. Let's be careful there. There's a real short list of one. You know what I mean?
God.
Yeah.
That poor girl that Ann posted, she's having a rough time.
Oh, my gosh, yes. And that's only one of them. There's another video of a gal learning how to do that, and the pole comes unfastened from the ceiling and over. It's really not graceful at all. And I felt so sorry for her. Her shoulder must have had to be in a sling for a month. Oh, my gosh. You can really hurt yourself on those things, you know it?
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
So do a little exercise and don't tackle the hardest stunts first. Start easy. Keep your 6-inch spikes on the floor at first, you know, and then work up to it. Work up to it. One leg around the pole. Just keep your finger on the floor.
Oh, God.
It's not like I thought about this or anything, you know.
Oh, no, it doesn't sound like it.
No, not at all.
There she goes.
I haven't put any thought in it whatsoever. Oh, ow. Yeah, that's not the one I was talking about, but that's very similar. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, this gal I was talking about, she ended up crashing into the bar stool in her living room, of course, you know. But, oh, my word. It just shows you what not to do. You know, you got to. You got to get that puppy anchored, you know?
Definitely. Gosh, that's dangerous.
Don't try for the top of the pole right off the bat. You know, start by the floor. It's a lot less distance to fall. Oh, but no, I haven't put any thought into it whatsoever. Uh-uh. Not me. Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly. You're probably out there practicing on the telephone pole.
On the street light. Telephone poles got splinters. Yep. Well, some of them are metal, but yeah, I got a street light pole out front. Yeah. Oh, Lord Almighty. Okay. This could get funny. Yeah. Or it could be really good. Who knows? Take it as it comes and run with it. Do what you will. Okay. Outside's a little tough, though, because that's asphalt pavement. That hurts. That would hurt, yes. I come up with an alternative there. I got to. Yeah, okay. Living room floor sounds good. I can do that. And you can put those padded mats around it that you use to practice gymnastics. Because
yeah,
that's basically what you're doing, right? Right?
Some sort, yeah.
A big pile of them. Five or six thick. Like they put around the trampolines. Hey, yeah. I used to do trampoline in high school. That was a whole lot of fun. I loved that. And I never need all those mats they piled around those things. But, you know, some of the girls did. And it was very, very lucky that those mats were around there. Kept a few broken bones at bay. My goodness. Okay.
My daughter broke her arm on one of those one time.
Well, you break your arm, and you have to learn to stay away from the edges, because that's when things happen. It's when a foot goes through the springs, or an arm goes through the springs, or your shoulder goes through the springs. That's when you end up with broken arms, broken legs, a broken hip, a broken neck. Yeah, you can get killed on trampoline. You got to watch what
you're doing.
Don't just assume the trampoline's going to take care of you, because it is not. No way. And spotters around the outside edges. Bet you dimes to donuts, if you're going to fall, you'll fall between spotters where neither one of them can reach you. So, no, spotters aren't much help at all. Okay. It's probably a whole lot safer to take karate lessons from an eighth degree black belt. You know what I mean? At least he knows when to not hit you.
God.
I have no idea where these things come from. They just kind of fall through my brain, and you guys have to suffer with it. But that's all right. You'll live. Maybe.
God, Jenny. Oh, Lord.
Hey, you know, as long as you guys are laughing at me, I'm good. I'm good. I've got a request from Susan, and I like this song. Ever since it came out, I have liked it. It's Don McLean, and the title gets a little bit confusing for people because the song is actually called Vincent, but everybody identifies with it as Starry, Starry Night. Okay? So here is that song, because Susan requested it.
Starry, starry night, paint your palette blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Shadows on the hills, sketch the trees and the daffodils. Catch the breeze and the winter chills in colors on the snowy linen land. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, how you suffered for your sanity, how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now. Starry, starry night, flaming flowers that brightly blaze, swirling clouds in violet haze, reflect in Vincent's eyes of china blue, colors changing hue. Morning fields of amber grain, weathered faces lined in pain, are soothed beneath the artist's loving hand. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now, for they could not love you, but still your love was true. And when no hope was left in sight on that starry, starry night, you took your life as lovers often do. But I could have told you, Vincent, this world was never meant for one as beautiful as you. Starry, starry night. Portraits hung in empty halls, frameless heads on nameless walls, with eyes that watch the world and can't forget, like the strangers that you've met. The ragged men in ragged clothes, the silver thorn, a bloody rose, lie crushed and broken on the virgin snow. Now I think I know what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they're not listening still. Perhaps they never.
Yeah, think about that. That is a pretty sad song, but if you kind of know a little bit, just a little bit of the biography of Vincent van Gogh, you aren't surprised by what the song says. He was a sad character, man. It's like that's where people got the idea that artists paint from their suffering, and that's not always true. But there was a time when if you were an artist and you tried to make your living as an artist, you existed on water and bread crusts. I mean, you know, that's just how it was, especially if you were not willing to wait tables or anything to supplement your artwork, because it's a common... what's the word I'm looking for? Misconception, or a common, it's a common thought or belief, a common belief that artists are never famous until after they die. So if you're expecting to get rich off of, if you expect to get rich off your artwork while you're alive, honey, it's not happening. Nobody notices until you're gone, you know, when you're an artist. And then all of a sudden somebody picks up on it and starts promoting it, and wow, because there's no more supply. It's a finite supply. Nothing will ever be added to it. And that's a tool they use to make money off of it. And if the artist is any good whatsoever, it's going to work. So, I mean, think of the famous artists. You know, it's always true. It's always true. It's totally amazing. But when you think about it, yeah, that's how it usually happens. Strange world we live in. You'd think if somebody was good, they'd be recognized while they were alive, but it doesn't ever happen. It amazes me. It has always amazed me. So I don't even worry about it. I just paint and draw and don't worry about anybody seeing it or doing anything with it. And if somebody sees it and likes it, okay, fine, you want it? There you go. Maybe it'll be worth $1 million someday. I doubt it, but whatever. Okay. And then I go back because I've given a friend two paintings. One was for just a Christmas gift because I felt like it. And then one was for when they moved into the new house. I gave it to them as a housewarming gift. And they had requested this particular subject and were expecting to pay for it. But I thought, hey, housewarming gift, what the hey? You know, what it cost me? Some paint and a canvas? Big deal. You know, some time, I paint anyway. It didn't matter. So it's really interesting to go back 2 and 3 years later and see those paintings and go, oh, wow, that's pretty good. Who painted that? And then you look and you find out it was you. Oh, I clue you got that is a trip, guys. That is a real trip. Oh, okay, that one. Right, uh-huh. And you just quietly walk away and don't make a big deal. I'll never forget. That was so weird. Oh man, that felt weird. Anyway, well, honey, you're breaking up.
I was at my daughter's and she had some real pretty candle holders that were crystal. And I asked her, I said, Tammy, where'd you get those from? She said, Mom, you gave them to me.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, hey, I'm glad you like them.
Yeah.
Oh, Lordy. I'm glad I'm not the only one, honey.
Oh, Lord.
Gee, I'm glad I'm not the only one, I swear. Because isn't that a weird feeling? That is a weird feeling,
yeah.
Man. Very strange. Very strange. Okay, then. Uh-huh. I'll get you something nice next year, too. Oh, Lordy. And the nice thing about it is they live in Upper New York State.
Yeah.
And while I'm moving to Georgia, I might see them a little more often. You know,
oh.
Because they come here for 2 or 3 months during the winter, the hardest part of the winter in New York. And they do plan on eventually selling that house and moving here, but I'm not going to hold my breath. But being as I'm in Georgia, I may see them a little more often because they might, you know, come through there on their way to wherever. And that would be kind of cool. That'd be kind of cool. I'd love to see him more often because we call each other sister and everything, so it's awesome. Anyway, I have a home recording. I know everybody likes them. I love them. I just love them. This is a home recording of Elvis doing 500 miles. Oh, Elvis and Company doing 500 miles.
Hear the whistle blow.
awesome. And you notice he was singing a low harmony on that. That was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get to hear that voice very often, but yeah, it's nice when he does that. That's awesome. All right. Yes, time for Victoria's request. I got to get down there, honey. I got to get down there. And I'm not even having to recite the alphabet. I know where it is. I just got to get there. There we go. Okay. Victoria has requested Patsy Cline, Sweet Dream. Her very young, I believe it was 1963. Plane crash, of course. Weather related, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I believe
beautiful
it was weather
voice.
Related. Oh my gosh, yes. We lost such a talent. You know, it's like, forget getting there fast, just take a bus.
No kidding.
Get a good driver, put chains on them tires, and just take a bus. I mean, you know. Oh, man. For a long time, I was afraid to even get into a small plane to go for a ride in the summer. It just, you know, I was scared to death. I didn't feel safe. And even to this day, if I get on a small plane, I will get sick.
Mm-hmm.
Just the anxiety
yeah.
of it. Yeah, the anxiety. I get on a big plane, nothing happens. I'm fine. It's not a problem at all. But a small plane, every time, every time. So I just stay on small planes. It's real easy. It works. For the most part. I mean, you know, it's real simple when somebody offers you a ride in a small plane. It's real simple to say, no, I get air sick. I don't want to go there. Thank you very much, though. And they're okay with that. They understand. So it's easy to avoid. And boy, do I avoid it.
Yeah,
like
can you imagine
play.
Taking a commercial flight and being on a plane and I was on my way back from Reno, and the pilot comes online and says, excuse us, but we just wanted to notify y'all that someone's been complaining about hearing cracking in the center of the plane.
I would have shot him. Oh, my gosh. Get a 2x4 and beat him about the head.
And I thought, what in the hell? And I said, miss, would you bring me a double jack? I thought, this is my last. I'm going down. This is it. This plane's going to crack in half. And they finally came on a little bit later and said that it must have been luggage moving that was causing the noise.
It's all right, honey. It was just a joke. That's your pilot.
And I'd never been afraid of flying ever until that happened.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. You know, like I say, big planes, no problem. I never get afraid of anything in a big plane. Why? I don't know. That sucker goes down, you're dead. But, man. Well, and why would he even do that, the jerkhead? I mean,
I know. What an idiot.
Why do you even want to tell people, oh, yeah, there's cracking and creaking in the middle of the plane? As, you idiot. You idiot. I mean.
And he's flying this damn plane?
But we'll get there in 45 minutes or so. We've got some Gorilla Glue on board.
Yeah, right. God.
There's my sense of humor. Hey, get out the Gorilla Glue. We need to take care of this.
Oh,
well, at least people would have been laughing as they went down. I mean...
Well, that's true, too.
Oh, Lord. Either that or the Gorilla Glue would have worked, and there'd be no problem. There we go. That's the part we want. No problem. Get out the Gorilla Glue. Big bottles. Gallon-sized bottles of Gorilla Glue. Should take about 4 of them, I think, for this size of plane. Drag them out and let's go to it.
Ann says, open the door.
Oh, yeah, open the door and just get sucked out of the plane. No problem. No,
yeah.
Use the Gorilla Glue. Don't open it. Use the Gorilla Glue. Yeah, that's better. That's better. If anything takes you out, then it'll be the glue fumes. But oh, you'll go happy. You'll go happy.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord Almighty, help us. Okay, how about, Elvis singing a cappella. Yeah, Suspicious Minds.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't believe a word I say? We can't go on together with suspicious minds, and we can build our dreams on suspicious minds. So if an old friend I know stops by to say hello, would I still see suspicion in your eyes? But here we go again, asking where I've been. You can't see the tears are real, I'm crying. We can't go on together with suspicious minds, and we can build our dream on suspicious minds. Won't let our love survive or dry the tears from your eyes. Let's don't let a good thing die. When, honey, you know I have never lie to you. Yes, yes. We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't believe a word I say? You know I'm caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Don't you know I'm caught in a trap? I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. You know I'm caught in a trap. I can't walk out.
And just like that, it's done. I like that one.
Abruptly.
Yeah, very abruptly. But, you know, it's hard to make a musical fade out when you ain't got no music. I love listening to him a cappella, though, you know, because he's got, like, perfect pitch, you know. Sure, if he's extra tired or something like that, once in a while he'll have trouble with a note, but he always knows it, and he stops it and says, nope, that ain't right. Do it over. And it's just fascinating to listen to him. I love listening to him because he knows exactly where his voice is pitching, and he knows if it's right or wrong, and if it's wrong, he's going to do it over. And I love that. I absolutely love that. It's not just, it's good enough. Let it go. There is no good enough unless it's good. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's beautiful. I think that's beautiful. Okay. Remember last week I played a partial a cappella version of Just Pretend?
Mm-hmm.
Well, John sent me something at the same time. I just didn't have time to play both of them. This is a partial version, a cappella, of Bridge Over Troubled Water.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I would dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when time gets rough and friends just can't be found, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down like a bridge over troubled water. I will lay me down.
Just a partial. See? Just a partial. But you get so involved in it that the ending surprises you. Oh, it's over already? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. All right. Let's do Anne's request. Okay. Get down there. Get. Because if I don't get those done, I'm going to run out of time. And I don't want to run out of time. So, if you love me, let me know. Okay, here it is. Brenda Lee, if you love me, really love me.
If the sun should tumble from the sky, if the sea should suddenly run dry, Shall I catch a shooting star? Shall I bring it where you are? If you want me to, I will.
Now that was different. I wonder, was that a vibrato lever on a guitar, I wonder? Anyway, that was different. You don't hear that, except right on that song at the end. But, yeah, pretty cool, pretty cool. You know, I know y'all want to hear some more of it. And just in case somebody out there in internet land hasn't been convinced yet, you know, I heard that, I don't remember which song it was, but some of this music has been voice matched and authenticated. So if you've got any questions about who this is, you're just being stubborn. So here we are. Go away. It says scam likely. I'm not even going to try. And if they try again, too bad, I'll hang up again. So, guys, here's my favorite song off of the Elvis Sound Alive CD, sung by John Burroughs. Dare I say it? No, I don't want to get anybody in trouble. Okay, every breath you take.
Step you take. flame. You stay, I'll be watching you. Every move you make, every step you take, I'll be watching you. I'll be watching you. Hey. I'll be watching you, baby. I know you're watching me. I'm just a child, you know. Don't hurt me. Every step you take is gonna get me in trouble, you know. Take it easy, baby.
Favorite on that CD. I absolutely love that. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Now, it has to be someone that you love as well, but can you imagine someone loving you enough to be watching you? Not in a spooky, find you doing something wrong kind of way, but in a making sure that you're always safe kind of way. Because they love you. I think that would be kind of cool. I kind of like that. It's just, if they're there and they're watching, you're going to be safe. And the man who loves you is making sure that that's how it is. I like that. I like that. Never been loved that way, but I think it would be awesome. I think it would be really cool. All right. Okay, I've got, well, two more requests because I have my own request stuck in here. I'm going to play Rhonda's request because Rhonda does not send me requests very often, and she sent this through John. So I'm going to play this. This is Toby Keith, and he's doing a song called God Lover. This might not be the right one.
She always had a thing about falling in love with a bad boy. from a truck stop in Tucson, Arizona, with Amazing Grace, we made California live. And then my gypsy life started taking its toll, and the fast lane got empty and out of control. And just like an angel, she saved my soul from the devil. Child and a preacher's daughter, she was baptized in dirty water. Mama cried the first time they caught her with me. Then they couldn't stop her. She holds tight me and the Bible on the back seat of my motorcycle. Left her daddy standing there preaching to the choir, you see. Gotta love her.
Turned out to be the right one. I just thought that organ thing at the beginning was a little bit of, is that the right one? But it was. I guess they just wanted to be a little different. You know, preacher's daughter baptized in dirty water. Oh, but you know what? It is impossible to resist if you fall for a guy with a motorcycle. It's impossible to resist not getting on the back of that motorcycle. You can't do it. You can't do it. You're going to be on that motorcycle. And, oh, my gosh, it's so exhilaratingly fun. I love it. You go around some hairpin turns, and you lean enough to where that pedal scrapes the asphalt. That's a trip. That's a trip. But it only takes you by surprise the first time. After that, you expect it. But, yeah. Oh, well. That boyfriend is long in the past, and the bike's been wrecked and gone, and so that's all over. I can deal with that. I got memories. It's okay. Riding a motorcycle is bad. And by that, I mean super good. I love it. It's fantastic. I even had my own motorcycle at one point. Oh, well. Like I said, it's all in the past, all memories, all done and gone. So here is another Elvis song that John sent me this morning. And it's not real familiar. So, hey, guys, maybe it's one that you haven't heard very much or maybe not at all. It's called I Feel So Bad.
Feel so bad. Feel like a ball game on a rainy day. Feel so bad. Feel like a ball game on a rainy day. Yes, I got my rain check, shake my head and walk away. Ooh, people, that's the way I feel.
Everybody been bopping to that? Well, head bobbing, maybe. Shoulder scrunching. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know. When you're kind of tied to the computer by a mic cord, you can't get up and do much, but you can chair dance. Yeah, you know. It's whatever. I don't even try to imagine what I look like. It's just have fun and do it. Sitting in a chair, you're kind of limited, you know? But that's all right. It's fun. It'll get your blood circulating. So, yeah, it's good. It's good. All right. One of the songs that I wanted to play for y'all is a fantastic love song. And it's done by Neil McCoy. He is a country singer. And he likes all kinds of music. He's just a music man. He's a family man. He's been married for an umpteen thousand years to the same lady. And she's beautiful. He's gorgeous. He's got a beautiful, beautiful heart. He's a very good man. And he does all kinds of charity work and stuff like that. He has an angel network in East Texas. And he raises money for the children with disabilities that need help. And he's just a beautiful person. Very, very family oriented. And I love that about him. He's fantastic. He gives a Pledge of Allegiance every morning. So you might want to tune into that. If you need the link or whatever, you let me know and I'll get it to you, okay? But this is a song, this is a love song that's, I don't know, it grabbed my heart. And it's a song that, take my word for it, you want to send to the person you love. Because it's that good. It's that good. So here you go. Have the person you love in mind. And they'll know this song is for them. It's by Neil McCoy. It's called That's All.
I can only give you love that lasts forever. And a promise to be near each time you call. And the only heart I own for you and you alone, that's all, that's all. I can only give you country walks in springtime. And a hand to hold when leaves begin to fall. And a love whose burning light will warm the winter's night. That's all. That's all. There are those, I am sure, who have told you they would give you the world for a toy. All I have are these arms to enfold you, and a love time can never destroy. If you're wondering what I'm asking in return, dear, you'll be glad to know that my demands are small. Say it's me that you'll adore, but now and and evermore. That's all. That's all. Told you they would give you the world for a toy. All I had are these arms to enfold you, and the love time can never destroy. If you're wondering what I'm asking in return, dear, you'll be glad to know that my demands are small. Say it's me that you'll adore for now and evermore. That's all. That's all.
Oh, yeah. Don't you just love that song?
That's the prettiest song I've ever heard him do.
Isn't it?
Oh, it is.
My
God. Sounds on every morning at 8 o'clock to do the Pledge of Allegiance, too. He doesn't ever forget.
No, he doesn't. Was it 2092 now or something like that? Straight consecutive days. Yeah, that he hasn't missed. And it's wonderful. It's wonderful. Mm-hmm. I mean, I grew up doing the Pledge of Allegiance every morning in school. And then it just disappeared. It just disappeared. The only time you ever saw it happen was at the beginning of a ball game of some kind, whether it was baseball or football or whatever. And that's a shame. If that's the only place you ever hear the pledge, that's a shame.
Mm-hmm.
And then
right.
I found, yeah, and then I found where Neil does it.
Mm-hmm.
And he is kind of surprised if somebody calls him Mr. McCoy. He wants to be Neil. You know, he's a very personable guy, very personable.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like he's one of your best friends. You know, he's not some
very
big
nice.
Mucky Muck star. Yeah, he's one of your best friends. It's wonderful.
He's
I think
very
he's
nice
absolutely. Yeah, he really is. He really, really is. And he's always trying to do some good for somebody. And you know, it reminds me of Elvis.
Yeah,
you know,
he lives
Elvis
on the ranch.
Yep.
You know, I don't know what state he's in, though. I forgot.
Texas. He's in East Texas.
Is he in Texas?
Yes.
In Texas? I didn't know that.
The town starts with an L. What is it? It's not too far from Tyler.
Luckenbach?
No. Luckenbach is quite a bit farther away than that. Oh my gosh! I can never keep it in my mind. It's like I say, it's not too far from Tyler. You know, Tyler's just a little bit south of Dallas.
Longview.
Might be Longview. That sounds familiar. Might be Longview. And he had his ranch out there, and he'd gotten his cattle out there, and I started listening to him right about the time that one of the cows had the first calf ever born on the ranch.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, and it's the Old Glory Ranch. you know. And so he was asking for name suggestions. And I says, you know, it's a little bull calf. Name him Old Glory. Name him Old mm-hmm. Glory. And mm-hmm. out of all the suggestions, that's what he calls the calf. He named him Old Glory. So I thought that was kind of cool. That was pretty
yeah,
special. I thought that was awesome. But, man, he drives that bus. He doesn't get on a plane and fly. He's not fancy. He has a driver, and the whole band goes with him on a bus. They take a bus everywhere they go. So, you know, he's just a person, just like Elvis. He's just a person. And he loves people. And he thinks it's wonderful that people love him. He's still kind of surprised by that. But it's great. I think it's absolutely great. So, okay, that was actually my choice. Okay, that was my request to myself, is to play that because it's such a wonderful love song. And how can you miss an opportunity to use that song to tell somebody you love them, right?
I think that's fantastic.
I think it's fantastic. Thank you. All right, Elvis, since I've got 7 minutes left and this takes 5 minutes and it's the only time that this song was performed live in June of 1976, Danny Boy. But first, I'm going to say thank you to everybody because I'm not going to have time to come back. So I want to say thank you to everybody for joining me today. And thank you, Sue, for coming in. Man, right at the beginning,
you're welcome, girl.
You were right, Johnny, on the spot. And it was great.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Good luck.
When I am done with the broadcast, I am brushing out my hair and putting on some lipstick and heading for a second COVID. Hey, you know, if you're gonna maybe make yourself sick, you might as well look good while you do it.
Well, probably won't be sick today. Maybe tomorrow.
Probably, yeah.
Maybe not at all.
I don't think I'm going to be sick at all, to tell you the truth. I might run a little bit of a fever and just be a little meh. But I don't have the time. I don't have time to be sick. I really don't. I've got to drive to Fort Mojave tomorrow and pick up my canister set and my antique teapot that my brother brought back from Mama's. So I can't be sick. I don't have time. So, but who knows? I might not feel bad at all come tomorrow and then come Saturday, be down in bed and not be able to lift my head off the pillow. I don't know.
Well, let's hope not. Let's hope not.
Well, the guy up there keeps telling me if you've got such a strong immune system, it could really hit you hard between the eyes. I'm going, don't tell me that. I want to hear that it's not going to affect me because I've got a strong immune system. And he's going,
where
well,
are you having it done?
CBS.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to go get that done since we're done here. But thank you, everybody, for joining me. I really appreciated everybody in the chat today. That was good. We had some funnies and we had some serious. It was good. It was a good chat during the show. And everybody out in internet land, thank you for joining me. Thank you for listening to the show. And if you want to listen to it again, if you think you missed something, hey, give it 10, 15 minutes, and it'll be available recorded. And you can click the link and come back in and listen to it again anytime you want to. You can just hit blogtalkradio.com and find the program. You find the network, you find the program, you listen to it anytime you want to. So it's always available. And thank you for joining me if you could. And I know if you can't, you can't hear me. So what good is that going to say? But it's always available to listen to over and over and over and over and over and over and over. Yeah, right, like that's going to happen. Yeah. But who knows? You might have liked the Elvis songs enough that you want to do that. So that would be cool. That would be totally cool. So I don't know if I'm going to be here Saturday or Sunday. I'm going to try. If I'm not on at death's door, so to speak, not literally, but, you know, if I don't feel like garbage, I'll be here. So if I'm not here, I just couldn't do it. And after this Saturday and Sunday, it's going to be probably 3 weeks at least, maybe four, before I get Wi-Fi. So, but I will be back live as soon as I get Wi-Fi hooked up at my home in Georgia. So, and I'll be leaving next Friday for Georgia. And I will keep everybody informed because I won't have Wi-Fi, but I still have data on my phone. I've got unlimited everything on my phone. So I can still keep in touch. I'm not going to be, like, out in the middle of the jungle somewhere. It's going to be okay. So
okay,
I will.
I
will, honey. I will keep you all informed. And then I will be back live as soon as I can once I get there. So in the meantime, to sing us out, here is Elvis doing The Only Time Performed Live in 1976. Danny Boy.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Good night, Joe.
Bye, honey.
You asked for a song earlier that just came out of a new album that I did. But The Last Farewell. Boy, I wish I knew it. Oh, Danny Boy, the vibes are fine. Is Danny Boy in that album? Huh? All right. I haven't heard it. Oh. What key in? Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the roses die. Tis you must go and I must ride. But come me back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley is hushed and white with snow.
Group.
And I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny Boy. Oh, Danny Boy. I love you so.
Second verse, the same thing.
But if he comes and all the flowers are dying and I am dead, as dead I will maybe. You'll come and find the place where I am lying and kneel and say and I'll be there for me. And I shall hear the thought you tread above me.
and then my grave will richer, sweeter be. That you love me, and I shall rest in peace until you come to me.
Thank you. Thank you very much.